This is ContactTalkRadio.com. Consciousness in action. And you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. That would be me, your host. Today, we've got a couple subjects going on, but the biggest one is, why are we so busy doing when we want to be being? Why are we so busy doing when we want to be being? And, you know, we've all heard for many years, you know, be here now and just let it be, and you know, the sense of having our consciousness be the ruling principle in our lives. And yet, everything in society tells us you got to do. Even meditation, you got to do it. You got to have a practice. You got to spend this much time. You got to be involved in all of that. And even things as natural as sleeping or dreaming, there's this pressure, this pressure for spiritual overachievers, like you gotta sleep really well, or you have to, you know, focus on dreaming, dreaming better. Dreaming more profoundly, maybe you get into lucid dreaming. Even when you use these apps like, you know, the various apps like Calm and Headspace and so forth, not picking on them, but like this idea that we can't manage our soul self without some kind of strong focus, or even in the case of these apps, letting someone else invade our soul space. And it's really interesting because when you look at the moments that you have been happiest in your life, when you really sit with that, you're going to discover it's not the big markers, you know, I accomplished this, or it's not the, you know, I traveled here, or I climbed this mountain, or I got this degree, or I made this much money, or I lost this much weight, or, you know, all the things that we have these goals about. When you look at what's made you happiest, what comes is when you have been in a state of just being, you're kind of in this relaxed state, you're calm, you're aware of everything around you. You're not trying to influence anything or to do any particular thing. You're kind of just hanging out with yourself as yourself in a relaxed state, this being state. And that's actually when we find the most contentment, the most serenity. That's when it happens. That's when we feel happy. So we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to also talk about this other idea of death as a continuum, which relates when we have this idea, we have this belief system that we continually reincarnate, it really takes the pressure off this lifetime, right? So instead of worrying like, am I going to get this lifetime right? What does that even mean? Or I'm going to just be in this lifetime and experience it and let the universe bring it all to me instead of me trying to force all this stuff to happen that isn't even what I want. It just really helps. It helps to have this view that this is just one lifetime. We've had lots. We're going to have lots more. Here we are in this little pearl on the string. And just that it helps. It helps to relax the ego down so that we can be in being state more and more and more. We're going to talk more about that, but I do want to remind you guys. So we have some stuff going on. First of all, it's free readings Tuesday. I see we've got a caller waiting. We'll get to that in just a moment. Free readings Tuesday. You can call in to 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And if you call in now, chances are extremely good that you're going to get through. Love to talk with you about anything psychic, anything spiritual, anything on your mind. It's a way, it's an offering for us to connect. And you won't be on Facebook live streams, but you will be calling from your phone or whatever. In terms of what we have on offer, so as you guys know, I offer a lot of $15 self-study courses. The course we're working on right now is the Family Karma Project. You can get it at sarahwiseman.com. Go to the courses page. And what we will have next up for, we're going to start this in the next week or so. We've got the Solstice Project, which is a really cool summer celebration for summer solstice. We've been doing it for a couple of years. It's wonderful. It really adds some magic and some meaning to your summer celebration as we approach this point mid-year. So go to the website for that. And then also we have a new thing where I'm offering a premium membership for free. And this is sort of where if you're really interested in this work and you want to hear more and you want to make sure you don't miss out, go ahead and get signed up for that, and lots of free stuff will come your way to the free premium members. Again, it's all at sarahwiseman.com. Well, let's go to the phones now and see what's going on. Again, we're going to continue our discussion about being and about death as a continuum, life as a continuum. But let's go first right now to the phones, and looks like we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. And you called bright and early, so I'm glad you got through. What's on your mind today?
My husband and I are thinking of, well, more than thinking, we want to downsize and move from our big home to like a townhouse that's not far from where we live. Do you see that happening? Because I keep having roadblocks come up all the time about it.
Yeah. Downsizing is a marvelous idea for you and for lots of people. Not in all cases, but in general, that's a really good move. What I see for you, though, is it's not the downsize that's the problem for you. It's locating quite so near as to where you already live. It feels like you're ready for more of an adventure or at least a change. What does that bring up for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working a long time. And that I'm 61. I just turned 61. And the idea of retirement is so delicious to me. To me, time is more important than anything because I don't have much of it. It seems like I'm always getting pulled in some other direction except the time that I want to spend.
Yes.
So that's probably one of the reasons I would like to downsize, because the big home is very consuming of time.
Yeah.
And it takes longer to get to work because it's further away. And that's why I really would like that.
Yeah. I don't see any problem with downsizing, even the effort that it takes to get rid of all your stuff. Once you get going on that, it's easy. Yeah. It's almost like, and it's a great time to sell for you. Like, it's very, and also having the idea that you have, the part of the cycle of your life that required or made use of a big house, that's over. That's not who you are or where you are anymore.
It is. So,
yeah. So just letting go, like realizing like that's not who I am. And going through and cleaning out all those rooms and other people's stuff potentially. But it's more about, it doesn't feel like you have chosen the right place where you want to move to yet. That's the sticking point. I'm not sure. It feels a little dull and a little constricting where you're thinking of moving. What does that bring up for you?
Well, it is much. It's a townhouse, and now I live in like a 5-bedroom house. It's smaller, but and something that really bothers me about it is I have 2 big dogs, and they would have to be on a leash every time you go outside. That kind of does bother me. Where here I have a nice fenced in yard that they can easily go out in. I don't know. There's things that hold me to this house, and then there's things that make me want to go.
Yeah, it's actually not, it's not the idea of a townhouse. It's that particular, it's like the town or the neighborhood, or it's not right. I say that pretty strongly, but I kind of get this feeling of if you move there, you would be pretty unhappy and end up moving very soon again. So looking for something small townhouse, condo, whatever, you know, you guys have there, that's the common thing, but you haven't found the right one yet. So spending some more time searching and push your limits, like perhaps move to a different town or perhaps move to a different neighborhood. Or, I mean, what you're really calling for is more excitement in whatever that means to you. Like that might mean more nature for you, like living near trails for your dogs or something like that. But it's great to downsize. That's perfect. But you haven't found the right space yet. And so that means once you find that, you just like, okay, now I understand where I'm going. Now I understand why what we thought we were going to isn't right. And then it all just, okay, I can't move fast enough. But you haven't found the right place yet. So
yeah,
that's the piece.
I do feel kind of like I'm dry. I do feel a little bit like I'm dragging my feet because I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're not sure because it's not right. Yeah. Actually. So your intuitive instinct is correct. But yes, it's correct to sell. Get rid of that stuff. Wow. Nobody's going to want to deal with that, you know, when you're older. Nobody. So get rid of it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then look for another place. Broaden your idea of what might be interesting. It shouldn't be boring. There should be nothing boring about where you're moving to. So consider that. And that will be the key that unlocks. And I actually think that you will be moved within a couple months. I think it'll all go very quickly. So that will be a great,
really
positive way to spend the summer. Once you find it, like you won't want to wait. Like there's no reason to wait because you'll want to get it. And then you'll need be like, I have to sell this big place now. So, be more adventurous in how you're approaching this. This is an exciting thing. It's not a loss. It's a gain of freedom, and it's a gain of having new interests, and it's a gain of exploring yourself because you have more time. You don't have to take care of as much stuff. So anyway, Kathy, I'm going to let you go, thank you for
coming. I do look forward to that.
Yeah. Thanks for calling into the show. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I don't know what the statistics are and how often people move anymore, but it used to be people moved, I think it was on average once every 3 years. And it feels good to move. It's a fresh start. And we don't want to just continually move horizontally. Like you always live in one part of town. Your life will be vastly changed if you try something different, or if you try another state, or maybe you even are super adventurous and you try another country. Now, all these things are a little bit restrained because of our current situation, but you know, life is an adventure. We're not meant to be just like swaddled in our little comfort zone all the time. That's stultifying and dull. We're meant to see what's out there and try something different and see how that experience feels for us. Continual learning experience this lifetime. Okay, let us go to the phones, and we have Kate calling from Houston. Kate, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah.
I just heard what you said. I feel like so. I want to know if you can give me any sort of guidance or validation, or maybe you tell me I'm off track. But I'm 40, in my early 40s, and about 4 years ago, I had one of those existential moments of like, what would I really like to do? Kind of total direction shifts, and felt very divinely guided to express myself creatively. And I started taking acting classes, and one thing kind of led to another. And luckily, due to COVID, I've been able to take some classes through Zoom with some really great, with a wonderful studio in LA. But I guess what I'm asking is, am I on the right path to think that I could seriously pursue this? Because it really lights me up, and obviously I'm following my joy, but I've gotten to the point where I really feel like I could have a career in this. And I, you know, I've gotten an agent and whatnot, but booking work is extremely difficult for anyone out there listening who's in this industry. And I just want to, am I out of my mind, or like, what can you, can you talk to me about this a little bit?
Yeah. So it feels like there is a pretty good chance of you finding a niche. I'm not sure if I said that right, but like, it's not like you're going to go and become the 20-year-old celebrity. That is not where you're going. But to be a solid actor in a niche industry, that is entirely possible for you. So almost like when I started wanting to be a writer, I wanted to be a novelist, right? Like a bestseller novelist, or, you know, whatever. And now I'm an author, but I am writing in a very particular, on a very particular subject of spiritual intuition, in a very particular interest, for very particular people with interests that are very specific. And that's what I mean by niche. Mm-hmm. There is a place for you, but it's not the big, broad, I don't even know who to say, like, you're not going to be the Tom Cruise. That's not the right pick, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to be the household name, but
right,
you can be the niche name or the cult following name and so forth. So look for those projects that are super interesting to you, and look for people to work with that are super interesting. That is, like, forget about broad appeal. That's not what you have. You have specific appeal. And
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's going to be, I don't see for at least a few years that it's going to be something that's solving all your financial, you know, needs. So you're probably going to have to do something else, but that's fine. That's not a problem. Lots of people do, you know, one thing while they're doing something else, and until they bridge fully to the new thing. That's normal and easy. So, and I
think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's great also, like, to have this idea that even though things are difficult now with the pandemic, the more people who are out there doing the work, regardless or irregardless, those are the people that, when everything wraps up, they're going to be the ones that have made progress. So kind of just forget there's a pandemic. I mean, for in terms of your efforts with your acting, just do proceed as if there's no pandemic. I mean, not in terms of protection, but in terms of the efforts you make to connect with people. I just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I feel like COVID has served me well in that way because, yeah, for one, all auditions are self-taped from home right now, which has been a blessing, really. And, you know, I was able to write and create a little short film that we just shot on Zoom through the studio, which was amazing. And, you know, I was able to build this community through Zoom with the studio, which, again,
that's the kind of thing, like the niche. Like, I'm trying to think, like, you know how people who go to Comic-Con, they'll have like one thing they follow, especially that's their favorite, and you get this kind of cult following. That's the kind of thing to focus on. Like, where can you be doing something so different and so interesting that you kind of have a cult following? That's the piece for you. So, yeah,
that makes sense. I'm definitely not mainstream as much as I would like to try. I'm off the beaten path that way, a little outside the box. So
mainstream is dull. Unique is very interesting. So. Yeah, and I think Kate, I think it's going to take a couple years. So don't lose hope. Just keep going. You might not even.
That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you might not even hit your stride. It's like younger is not better for you. Actually, older is fine. Don't worry about, I'm going to lose my chance. I'm in my 40s. Forget that. Just keep going. So, hey.
Okay. Well, so I'm not kidding myself then. That's good to hear.
No, but it's, you know, it's going to be a process and it's going to have a lot of surprises for you. So be ready for a fun ride. Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling. I'm going to let you go because we've got
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's room for everybody. Everybody is here to contribute. Everybody, with the advent of all this technology, you have something to say or you want to put yourself out there, you can. It's so simple and you can do it however you want. You can do it really intricately. You can do it funny. You can do it serious, whatever. Even if you're older and the technology seems daunting, it's really not daunting. It's gotten so simple to use. Let go of the idea of how things used to be, because things are changing really quick and they're going to continue to change even faster as we continue through this Aquarian age. Let's see, we have Laura from Canada. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. I've got a question for you, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, I've got a rental property. It's a duplex that I would like to sell, and I'm just wondering if you can, if that looks like that's a possibility in this, in the times like COVID now, if that is a possibility, and if I can sell it for what I want to sell it for. Like, I'm not willing to just give it away. I want to sell it for what it's worth, and I guess I want to know what I need to do to make that happen.
Does it need, it feels like it needs some, does it need repairs or updating, or is there, does anything come to mind when I say that, kind of like it needs some attention in some way?
Well, there's just, there was a little water damage done in the bathroom and I'm already on that. I've got the flooring ordered. But other than that, it is definitely, it's somewhat dated, but I have put a lot of money into it. But I'm just wondering, do I go ahead and put money into it, and then will you ever get it back? So
yeah, I don't think you should.
Like, it's in good shape.
Yeah, I don't think you should put money into it, but be aware. I think that's the datedness, which some people love that, right? It's like retro and vintage, and or just be comfortable to them because that's how they were raised. But the piece that I'm getting the sticky feeling is, will I get what it's worth? And what it's worth is what the market will bear. And so letting go of any particular number and letting a trusted realtor figure that out for you, you don't need to control the amount you get. You just need to decide if you really want to sell it. And it, to me, it feels like you're ready to get rid of it. You're not only getting rid of the duplex, but you're getting rid of some kind of piece of karmic past or karmic memory or some kind of past association that is, you're ready to let go of that. So that's the real reason to get rid of this duplex. But don't get hung up on getting an exact price. Actually, you might get more than you think, but surrender more. You've got to let go of, you're controlling this a lot. And I'm the person that likes to control things. I'm a control freak. All my family's like, you're a control freak. And I'm like, no, I just like the towels folded a certain way. That's all. But just let it go. Let it go. Get some experts you like. Trust them. And know that you're selling the duplex for bigger reasons than just making money. You're getting rid of a piece of the past that is ready to be released. And that is it.
Well, you're 100% right.
Yeah. That's the more important piece. Get rid of that. Move on. Do something different. So...
I hear what you're saying 100%, and everything you just said is true. I was controlling, like, right down to the exact price, putting it out there to the universe.
Yeah, just let it go.
But you're right, if I can't get that.
Yeah,
I think I need to let it go, and I think other things will come into play after I let that go. So then,
exactly. Yeah, and I think it's great to be a person that likes to have things organized and so forth. It's really beneficial, but knowing when it's time to just give it onto the shoulders of other people that are the specialists in their field, and that's, you just let it go, because the bigger reason is you need to get rid of that karmic past, and this will help you release it.
So, and I'm happy to hear you. I really don't need to put any more money into it. I can just let more or less, because I'm never going to get it back.
Hey, well, Laura, thank you.
Okay,
and I think it'll go pretty quick. Property is going pretty fast right now, so not a reason to wait.
So look, if I let go, I will sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you again, and I'm glad I phoned. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, a lot of people calling in are in this similar age range. Not everybody listening is, but a lot of people, 40s to 70s. It's a big chunk, but we're in this age where maybe we've had a lot of life experiences, and we're rounding this new corner of the middle time or the after middle time, and we don't want to hang on to what we did already. We want to let go of associations with people from the past, maybe people we bought property with, or people we lived in places with, or all these things. We don't want to keep the house with all the bedrooms that are shrines to our children's middle school trophies. We just don't need that. And so letting it go and understanding that the bigger part is that we are growing and we are not who we were. And so we gotta let go to move forward. We just gotta release to expand. And it's not hard. It's hard at the very beginning. And once you get going, it's like, oh, this feels fantastic. I feel like a new person, because that's who you are. You're a new person. Okay, let's go with Karen from Sacramento. Karen, welcome to the program.
Oh. Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Calling in for a reading, and also I had some questions about the family karma course that I saw listed from your options to take courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's.
And then my question regarding.
About the family karma stuff first. Go with those questions first. We'll start with that. What would you like to know?
Well, I don't write or journal, first of all. And I would be new to like meditation, besides like just doing like a guided meditation. Like I'm raw. So if I joined a course like that, is the course teaching me like how to do that at the same time that they're telling you that you're basically saying to do it? Is it teaching me how to do the things that you would do for past and future, like,
yes,
family relationship?
Yeah. So I think what you might start with, if you are pretty new to meditation, I think the course to start with would be the 33 lessons. And that's on there. I think that would be a great, a really good, it's like very, helps you go through it all. And then after that.
So my phone went ding at the same time that you said which one to start with.
So
which one did you say?
Yeah, the 33 lessons. I think that that would be
okay
for what you just described, how you are. I think that would be a good choice. And
okay, so that basically kind of helps me learn, and then I would go to the family dynamic part of the courses. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, that I would need to master some skills before I just tried to jump right into something.
Yeah, and I think, Karen, you'll also find like it's not really, it's not that hard. I'm a person that like, I can't meditate for a long period of time. So all of my meditations are really short, and I can't journal for a long time. So all of my things are just like writing down what comes to your mind. I like to do things pretty fast and pretty quick, and actually a little bit, sloppy. Sometimes I say like, it's okay to study things sloppy. You still get the benefit. So it should be pretty easy for you, I would think, but start with that. 33 lessons.
Okay.
I think that would be a good one. And what is your question? What would you like to look into?
What is my question? I guess just, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what my question is today. I was just calling in kind of just wanting to be more maybe aware. I'm a caregiver for my elderly mother. I'm at home all the time. Like the whole idea of like journaling and meditating and doing it fast, like you said, it would be more beneficial to me. I think in that I have to sometimes jump up really quick and get away and, you know, be assistance and then come back to something. And you know, I always had an idea more of for making time for that. You need to like sit down in a quiet place and dedicate like an hour to do something like that that I don't have.
Right.
So I don't do it. So I'm,
And that's, I think that's good. Like a lot of times if people are having trouble meditating, it's because they're going too deep. And with the way I work, I like people to just meditate when they're out for a walk, or put, you know, their headphones on and just listen sloppy. It's still just as good, and that'll sort of help you out. And especially, it's really important if you've got all this caretaking going on that you are getting things that uplift you and give you hope. And
I do. I know I need that because I find myself feeling short and frustrated and I really want to feel way more peaceful about this. It's my choice to be a caregiver and I want to be a better caregiver. I don't want to be short. I want to be better.
Yes.
I want to be more.
Yeah. It's a sacred job that you're doing, and having
it is
support to do it, in a way that is the way you want to do it. That's really wonderful. Yeah. So do that. Or, I think on the courses page, there's something called like spiritual teaching is one of the categories, and that whole little group, that would be the stuff for you. It's just like easy. You just listen. It's short. It just lifts you up and gives you something to ponder for the day, and that would be great for you. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I wish you the best. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I wish you the best, too. And
yeah, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, I think that I don't want to offend anybody when I say study sloppy, but that's how I feel. Like, I was So I am overly controlling on how to fold the towels and those kind of things. But a lot of things I approach in this way, like, it's fine. You don't need to get an A. You can get a B+, or you can get a B-. You can get a C+, and that is okay to still make progress. We don't need to put all this pressure on ourselves to do things a particular way. In the past, meditation techniques were very deep and often very long, and that was very suitable for what those practices were trying to accomplish. But in modern life, we have different needs, we have different experiences, and going deep may not be, we almost need to take the meditation with us in the everyday, as opposed to giving a little space for the meditation. And we're in meditation, and then we're in life. And nowadays, we're trying to, like, be meditating and be in the state of being all the time in our life. We're just drifting in, drifting out, drifting in, but the veil disappears. So this idea that we can do things quickly, we can receive instantaneously, it's a new way. We're not in ancient times anymore. Okay, let's go to Allie from New York. Allie, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. What can I assist you with today?
So I was wondering something just about myself. Usually I'm quite good at, you know, talking with others. I have a Reiki practice. I help people through Reiki and meditation. But when it comes to myself and doing the self-healing, I wonder if I have any energy blocks. And it's difficult for me to assess that. And I was wondering if you had any insight with that.
Yeah, so what I'm receiving, and it's kind of surprising to me, but it's almost like you're terrified to look too deeply at your own pain. And that's okay. I get it. Lots of people are there, but because you're such a good practitioner, because you are really good at working with others, you sort of expect yourself to be at a further level than maybe you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you're sort of terrified to see where you really are.
Okay.
And like in my personal life, I really recently had like several months of absolute trauma in my personal life. And I was very freaked out and disappointed at my inability to handle it very well. And it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's here you and I are, other people listening, maybe you're practitioners, and you're helping all these people. And then it comes to your life and you're like, what the heck? So I would give yourself
exactly
a big break. And even though you can help others, that doesn't mean you can turn around and help yourself by yourself. It feels like you need to work with somebody else that will help you face your humanness. And that's what I did. I worked with several people to help me face my inability to do what I would advise my clients to do. And it worked great. We have to help each other.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's interesting because they say, whoever they is, that when you're a Reiki practitioner, you know, you have to do the self-healing, you have to do it. And I struggle with it so much. And it's not, you listen, I have 5 children, I have 2 jobs, I'm a busy person, but I still can always find the time for other people because I feel like it's my purpose. And me practicing on others is very new. It's just not even quite a year old. Mm-hmm. But it's something I'm really diving into and I want to do it. But I almost feel like it's more than just like not finding the time. I feel like there's something holding me back. Maybe it is fear just from working on myself. I don't know what it is. It just almost feels like I hit a wall, you know?
Yeah, because what if you found something in working on yourself that I'm just going to throw some ideas out there. I'm not sure that you were pretty exhausted by your kids and then you'd have to face that. Or what if you found something else about relationships that you didn't want to see? Or what if you found, you know, what if you saw the thing that you were hoping not to see? And, or what if you saw that, whatever it is. So that's, it's okay to have the thing that you don't want to see become apparent. That's when you can start to work on it. But it feels like there's this care of what's really there. What's really there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. I was just finding somebody to work with that's older than you, because rather than a peer practitioner, I would get somebody older so that they've probably been through that passage that you're in right now. And that, I think that would be really useful. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it always makes me laugh when I see online people who are in spiritual world or whatever, and how they present is, you know, so amazing and so together. And yeah, if you're a psychic, you can see it all for other people, or if you're a healer, you can heal it all for others. And then, you know, we come back to ourselves, right? And we have the same, everybody has the same issues as everybody else. It's just getting in there and digging through the dirt and working out our stuff. And sometimes we are so busy reading and healing others that we neglect to do our own work, which is not good. And sometimes the people that present the most perfect are, you know, the people with the biggest issues. So, as you know, I'm not perfect. You know about my towel issue now. So, you know, that's all out in the open. And, you know, we're just all here, just all here doing the best we can. Okay. Elizabeth from Wisconsin. Welcome to the program, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I've just been, eating up all of your work, following your work for the past month. So this is exciting for me.
Great. Well, what can I help you out with?
Well, the reason I called in was just, you know, the idea of a free reading. And I didn't know if you needed a prompt for that or a specific area or what.
Well, what I like to do is have you be super engaged with what you want to look at. So what thing in your life are you often, you know, what's the big question you're working on in your life, the big query that you're trying to figure out? That's what I'd like to help you look at.
What I'm currently really, really working hard on is, I moved away from organized religion many years ago, and I have a very strong spirituality, but I feel I need more grounding in that. And so I'm working on connection with spirit guides, guidance in my purpose, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, and what religion was it? What type of religion was the organized for you?
Well, I used to attend a non-denominational, open kind of Christian practices, and became very discouraged with what I perceive as the hypocrisy and just the hypocrisy just of the people who practice it, in addition to the faultiness of what those people consider to be the Bible, and just it just does not ring true to me.
So I think with whatever you do, you want to make sure that you are not taking on anyone else's ideas as truth. You want to be an explorer and a pioneer in finding out what's right for you. So the way that I would suggest is that you work on your... So I often say that my whole purpose on this planet is to teach direct connection with the guides. And I would suggest you just turn to that as your practice, connection with the guides, and let them educate you, you personally, you outside of any group doctrine or way of looking at the world. You just daily go into connection with your guides and say, what do I need to know today? And I think that doing that practice for several months will lead you exactly to what, you know, the next step is in terms of what you're going to study or what you're going to think at, or that may be entirely enough for your whole lifetime to go there. So that's what I would suggest.
What do you recommend as the practice for connection?
I have a course on the website, sarahwiseman.com.
Yes.
And so go to courses.
Yes, I've seen it.
It's called the Guides and Angels Project. And that would be the core course to help you meet them and go into that process. And then it's your experience with the universe. It's not, oh, I'm listening to Sarah or I'm listening to some. It's like, what are you experiencing? Because that's what's the most important. What are you experiencing with the higher realms? So that would be what I would suggest. Yeah, and anything that feels uncomfortable that anyone tells you, just reject it. Say, I'm on my own path. I got to figure that out for myself. No more being told.
Right.
You're exploring and experiencing. And that'll be super interesting for you and a really nice journey. So, yeah. Hey, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I got to go because we have one more caller, but thank you for calling into the program.
Sounds good.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think the core essential is that Guides and Angels Project. It's on the website, $15. That is the place for those of you who like to meditate. Teaches direct connection, and that is the place. That is the place that I suggest everyone is every single day is working with your guides. We have Gail from California. This will be our last caller for the show. Gail, welcome to the program.
And I subscribe to
Gail, can you turn down the background?
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. That's all right.
I will. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hi. What can I help you out with?
Well, your program today is so relevant. I'm totally in a relationship quandary. I've been with my husband for 22 years, but our only child is leaving for college in the fall, and our relationship has been kind of, I would say, dead in a lot of ways for many years. We don't have a lot of intimacy, like even communicative intimacy. There's substance use and other problems. I don't know about, you know, blowing up my marriage and leaving. Mm-hmm. And what's also happening is an old lover has been contacting me, and we had a really strong soul connection, but I don't know if this life is the one that's meant to be for us.
So,
you know, this lifetime.
Yeah.
For the other guy.
Is the substance, is it on your husband, or is it for you both, or just him?
It's way more him, but since COVID has been around, it's been me too. I've been drinking too much wine.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that you'll listen to this because most people don't, but if you can, let go of all fantasies of the old lover. You broke up for reasons that will become immediately apparent if you continue, and you'll be like, oh, I remember this now. He's just, or that person's just kind of showing up as a catalyst of like, oh, I'm interested in being romantic or whatever. So cut that off so that you can focus on what's really there.
And then if you can get sober from whatever you're using, and then so you cut the old lover out, that's one degree of clarity. And then you cut your own substances out, and that's another degree of clarity. And then you start noticing what you really want. But right now, you're so confused by the fantasy of the ex-lover or the old lover, and then sort of giving up and, you know, using drugs and alcohol, or it doesn't even have debt. It could also be like watching shows or shopping or, you know, get yourself clear.
Yeah.
And then
all of the above.
Yeah. Because it's not that the marriage, it's not, you're really actually not blowing up the marriage. The marriage has for many years sort of like a balloon losing its steam, kind of. There's not much air left.
I'm sorry. There is not.
Yeah. So, but if you can get yourself clear, this will change the entire way you deal with things. If you decide to separate or divorce, you will be completely clear and knowing what you're doing. Whereas right now, you're working from a place of muddied unhappiness. But if you get clear, you'll know what to do. So get clear,
okay. And
then make some, and then see how you feel. And also, if you can go to a therapist, it's really good because these are big decisions. Yeah. But get clear. That's the main
thing. Yeah. Okay.
Don't expect him to get clear because I think his issues are way bigger than yours. So you get clear and then take a look at what really is in your life. I'd love to spend more time on this because this is a kind of big subject, but I have to go because the show's about to wrap up. But thank you for calling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's helpful.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Everybody, let's see. Want to remind you, we're going to be here next week for Free Readings Tuesday. So go to the website. We've got the Family Karma Project is there. Upcoming is the Solstice Project, which is fantastic for summer. It's $15. You can sign up now. And then if you're not a member yet, become a free premium member, because that's the group that's going to get all this stuff. I'm making a change from having everything be open. We're going to go to this membership model. So you want to be sure you're on the list for that, because just because you're listening doesn't mean I have any way to give you advance notice or discounts or any of that stuff. So go to the website, sarahwiseman.com, and become a free premium member. Hey guys, thanks for listening, and I will be with you next week. Thanks for listening.
Want more of Ask Sarah?